LeBron James blasted after mocking teenager Kyle Rittenhouse for crying during testimony. By Warner Todd Houston on November 11, 2021. LA Lakers star LeBron James was slammed on social media for making fun of 18-year-old Wisconsin shooting suspect Kyle Rittenhouse for breaking down in sobs as he testified during his trial. Rittenhouse broke down during his trial on Wednesday when he was asked to relate the events leading up to the shooting of several Antifa rioters during the unrest in Racine, Wisconsin, in August of 2020. Many liberals accused Rittenhouse of faking the sobs and said he was trying to gain sympathy. James jumped on that bandwagon by tweeting, "What tears? I didn't see one. Man, knock it off. That boy ate some lemon heads before walking into court." But James' tweet was slammed by social media users. Many attacked the NBA billionaire for attacking a teenager while he sits on his piles of Chinese money. "I see you have more of a fondness for China and their concentration camps than the American justice system." pic.twitter.com/6cz1stx5kt. Curtis Houck, at Curtis Houck, November 11, 2021. pic.twitter.com/mra.cox. Greg Price, at Greg_Price11. November 11, 2021. "Glad you could take a break from promoting slavery in China that benefits you to mock a kid who defended himself legally." Jessica O'Donnell, at Heck Jessica, November 11, 2021. "Any tears from you for the treatment of the Uyghur in China? I'll also retweet." Gad Saad, at Gad Saad, November 11, 2021. "Why aren't you as vocal about Nike using slave labor?" Hodgett Wins, at Hodgett Wins, November 11, 2021. "LeBron, go play ball and let Kyle live his life. This is a classic case of self-defense and you know it." Did 11 approve this tweet? Laverne Spicer, at Laverne_Spicer, November 11, 2021. "Many others simply thought the idea of a grown man attacking a teenager was a bad look for James. Here's a wealthy grown man making fun of a kid, as that kid recounted being attacked. LeBron is one of the most vile public figures in our country. Total coward." pic.twitter.com/hgmutable. JD Vance, at JDVance1, November 11, 2021. "There were more. Did you ever find those people who vandalized your gate, which was on camera, but you never posted the video for some reason?" Cernovich, at Cernovich, November 11, 2021. "Hey King. Any support for your fellow NBA player at NS Cantor speaking out against the mass extermination of ethnic Muslims in China? You fucking coward." Stephen L. Miller, at Red Stees, November 11, 2021. "If he's faking it, we better call Jawan Howard." pic.twitter.com/j5zooktwiso. Jesse Kelly, at Jesse Kelly, November 11, 2021. "Did you ever find those people who vandalized your gate, which was on camera, but you never posted the video for some reason?" Cernovich, at Cernovich, November 11, 2021. "How are you wrong about everything?" Ryan Fournier, at Ryan Fournier, November 11, 2021. "To know you is to dislike you. How could an individual be wrong on every conceivable issue? What an execrable schmuck you are, respectfully, of course." Gad Saad, at Gad Saad, November 11, 2021. "You're wrong, Bron Bron. This child is 18 years old and has never experienced any major violence. Psychologically, most would break down the way he did. I didn't think it possible, but he's looking like self-defense." Sasha, at Sasha4Samuel, November 11, 2021. "LeBron James appears to be mocking people dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, in this post. Why? Is this a joke to you? Not a good look." Aaron J. Carpenter, at Aaron J. Carpenter, November 11, 2021. "Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.